Saturday with Katie Hannan on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Justin McCarthy sitting in for Katie for the next couple of weeks. Now, work is ongoing to adopt the new EU digital COVID certificates on July 19th. It will allow for international travel within the EU. David Rock is CEO of RockDoc and runs a PCR testing facility at a number of airports around the country. And he's on the line. David, good afternoon. Can you tell us, how does your testing facility work?
Yes, so we have testing facilities in your two in Dublin, Cork, Shannon and Knock. So the facility itself is set up to do PCR, antigen, antibody and LAMP testing. So the testing services that we have is all for passengers travelling, but also for industry, for offices and pharmaceutical.
And people book ahead, do they?
Yeah, they have to book ahead on covidcheck.ie. The important thing is that we've noticed a little bit of a spike now for July and August. So it's really important that people do book ahead, because what we don't want to do is what happened at Christmas time, where it was all last minute booking.
Okay.
I mean, we have capacity.
And is your service then, is it integrated in with the EU digital COVID certification process? Well, if people get a test on or after July 19th, will they then be included in that sort of digital passport?
Yeah, quite recently we've been working quite closely with the department to integrate the systems together to make sure that on July 19th we're all ready for road, as they say. We're made a very lot of headway in the last five to six days on this project. So we're quite happy that we'll be ready to go, as they say, on the D-Day.
Okay, and unvaccinated people, they'll have to get a PCR test, isn't that right? And how much is that going to cost?
So with ourselves, it's €95 for a PCR and the results are back within 24 hours.
So it's not cheap really, is it? I mean, if you had, we'll say, four children, presumably you have to get a test when you come back into the country as well, if it's outside that 72-hour period or whatever. So you could be looking at close to £400 to bring your four kids back and forth each ways.
Yeah, I think the important thing to remember, this isn't just a rapid test. This isn't something that can be done quite easily. It's done in a full laboratory with trained laboratory technicians, with a lot of infrastructure and clinical governance behind it. So although there is a cost associated with it, the cost with that does come as a result of a true result, an accurate result that goes through a lot of work.
What kind of demand is there at the moment?
At the moment, it's quite low, but we do see it already beginning to go up since the bank holiday weekend. We've noticed we've had a few spikes, and as I say, in July and August, we've had some spikes in bookings as well. So I suppose the big take-home message is, if anybody is going to go on holidays, it's really just to book well in advance. Otherwise, it'll be first come, first served, and that's not where we want it to go.
Okay. David Rock, CEO of RockDoc, thank you very much indeed for talking to us there. Minister Coveney, are there any plans for the government to subsidise people who have to take PCR tests for foreign travel?
No, that's not part of the proposal at the moment. I mean, we have an enormous job to do to get a system up and running effectively over the next 3 weeks to a month to allow people to travel safely. Because there's if you look at the categories of people who will now be able to travel without having to quarantine in other countries in Europe. It'll be people who are fully vaccinated, people who have recovered from COVID in the last 9 months, and people who get PCR tested 72 hours before they land in a destination somewhere else in the EU. So there's about 2.5 million people that are going to have to be on a database that in order to ensure that we can facilitate international travel for Irish people under this new digital COVID.
There's a little bit of confusion as well, isn't there, over because the CMO said during the week that the public health advice is for people who aren't vaccinated not to travel.
Yeah.
And yet the digital certification process does allow for people to travel.
Yeah, so I think there's a difference between what is the most prudent thing to do from a public health perspective. So, I and my family are choosing to holiday at home this year, just like we did last year. But we're also saying that if people want to travel, then we are putting in place a system that allows them to do that. But of course, if you're not vaccinated and you're traveling abroad, We are still living with a global pandemic, and there are dangers with that when you travel abroad into another country where you may not fully understand the regulations
so
and so
prudence.
On. So I think it is. But look, I mean, I think we have also said we've set the date of the 19th of next month for the reopening of international travel, particularly within the EU under this new COVID cert system. And so people who want to travel will be facilitated through the system, but it is a very complex piece of infrastructure to put in place.
Will it be ready?
And we only have a few weeks to do it. Yes, it will be ready.
Okay.
There are a number of government departments involved in that discussion, coordinated by the Taoiseach, my department, obviously health, also justice and transport in terms of making sure that our systems in our airports, because this isn't just about facilitating Irish people travelling, it's also about facilitating other EU citizens travelling to Ireland as well.
Yes.
Without, you know, hour-long queuing systems in our, or hours-long potentially
I want to bring
in our airports.
Jennifer Whitmore in. Jennifer, do you think that those PCR tests for people who are going on holidays should be subsidised?
Look, I mean, I suppose that's going to have to be examined by the government as part of the overall package.
What's your
and
own
supports
view?
For it. I wouldn't have any, I suppose, metrics on the cost of it, how many we would be talking about. And obviously the overall costs would have to play into, be a factor in the decision. But I suppose there's also the issue then of whether we need to be looking at the antigen testing and not, you know, just focusing on the PCR as a part of the package. And I know that the Oireachtas Transport Committee have called for a pilot programme in antigen testing, and that could be a more feasible way of actually facilitating people to travel. And I suppose what I don't quite understand is why it's not been looked at as part of aviation, and yet Minister Simon Harris is incorporating it as part of opening the colleges. So, yeah. You know, we have different departments within government are saying different things about the antigen testing. So
I'll come to you, Minister, in a moment on that.
Yes.
But Matt Carty, do you have a sympathy for young people here? I mean, I know vaccination is going to be opened up shortly for the under 40s and so on, but it'll be a long time before people in their 20s get vaccinated, a couple of months anyway. And, you know, it'll probably be after the summer. And it's very expensive, isn't it, to be getting PCR tests if you're going to be travelling?
It is, and we can only hope and expect that the vaccine rollout will continue apace, and that, you know, we will all get to a point where the vaccination process has reached that cohort as quickly as possible. But yes, it is. It is expensive. I think it is important that we have robust rules that allow aviation and the tourism sectors to reopen, while at the same time ensuring that we're very solid in terms of the public health advice. We don't want to repeat any mistakes that actually result in new waves and new variants coming into place. The Transport Committee, as Jennifer has said, have asked for a pilot scheme to be incorporated. We've been calling for that as a party since the beginning of May. I think we need to have very clear rationale as to whether that's going to happen, and if not, why not?
Will that happen, Minister? And if not, why not?
Yeah, I mean, just first of all, on the, you know, whether the state should subsidise PCR tests for people looking to travel, I mean, I think you do have to ask yourself the question, should we be using public money subsidising international travel for people who aren't vaccinated in the middle of a global pandemic?
You know, I suppose some people do have essential reasons for travelling.
I totally accept that, right? I totally accept that. But, you know, this isn't just about being popular. It's also about trying to do the right public health thing and also prioritising our spend on protecting people by and large.
Sure. So antigen testing would be a lot cheaper. So why haven't we got a pilot project on that?
Yeah, and that's a fair question. And I mean, the answer to the question is we know PCR testing is far more accurate.
Mm.
And that's why the public health advice to government is for something as important as international travel to ensure that we're not re-importing the problem, reseeding the problem and potentially including new variants coming into the country. We've got to be as accurate as we possibly can be when facilitating international travel to know whether whether people are carrying this virus or not. And that is why, you know, PCR tests we know are more accurate. There is a role for antigen testing. I think antigen testing is going to be used extensively in the autumn, particularly on university campuses. It's already being used in many businesses that are trying to facilitate people coming back, you know, back onto the work floor
but
and
Minister,
so on.
Are you not saying two different things there? You're saying that it's not okay for travel, but it is okay for large congregated settings such
no,
as universities and colleges.
No, what I'm saying is that it's not as accurate as PCR tests, but it still gives you around a 70% accuracy, which is a very useful tool because it's far cheaper. But if you're choosing in the context of government policy on international travel, then our preference is to use the more accurate test. Yes, it's more expensive, but I think the importance of international travel in terms of trying to manage this pandemic justifies that. When you're talking about getting students back onto campuses and so on, antigen testing is far from perfect, but it's certainly a useful tool that can manage and reduce risk. And like what we're talking about throughout this pandemic is about managing risk. There's no perfect answer when it comes to international travel or other public health management. But
the digital COVID certificate covers the EU. I want to talk about travel to the UK now, and I want to go to Ian Davies, who is Stenaline's head of UK ports. Good afternoon, Ian.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone.
There are new rules announced this week. Fully vaccinated travellers coming to Ireland from Britain will have to self-quarantine for 14 days, which can be ended if you get a negative PCR test after 5 days. Do you expect that will change once the EU digital COVID certificate comes into effect on the 19th of July?
Yeah, well, indications are that we've been told is from the 19th, fully vaccinated passengers will not have to self-isolate coming into Ireland from the 19th. And we welcome that. Obviously, we follow government guidelines on these things. The government health officials give us guidance on this, and we fully welcome that. And so it's a start. I think it's a start about reconnecting. You know, everyone talks about aviation, but the maritime sector has been operating throughout the pandemic, not only supporting the Irish economy through bringing of goods, but obviously we are open for essential travel as well. And we've maintained those links. So I think whereas we welcome the 19th, what we are also looking for really is clarity on a roadmap forward, really, and some kind of recognition on the common travel area. Yeah. The common travel area has existed since the 1920s. It's pre-EU. And yet, when you look at the proposals for non-vaccinated persons, the common travel area is treated differently from the EU.
Okay, we'll ask the Minister about that in a moment. But I just want to ask you, you have launched a new temporary passenger service between Belfast and Holyhead. When does that start, and what's the demand like there at the moment?
So that starts next weekend. And we're taking one of our ships off the Holyhead Dublin route, and it's really just to meet demand. So demand on our Liverpool Belfast route is now double what it was in 2019, double pre-pandemic. We're also seeing a big increase in our other routes into Belfast. And unfortunately, we are seeing a 55% reduction into Dublin.
Can I ask you about passengers then who use that Holyhead to Belfast route? Do they have to fill out passenger locator forms when they arrive into Belfast?
No.
Okay, so then potentially it could be used as a backdoor into the Republic of Ireland, couldn't it?
I suppose potentially it could be. We're not aware of that, but I suppose, yes, potentially it could be.
All right. OK, well, Ian, thank you very much for talking to us there, Minister. Would you be concerned at all about that a service like that might be used, you know, if there isn't going to be checks on the passengers arriving into Belfast from Holyhead? There's nothing stopping them crossing the border, is there?
Yeah, look, I mean, this has been an issue for many months now. It's not just ferry traffic. It's also people flying into Belfast from GB and then getting in a car and driving south to Dublin or some other location south of the border. And that has been an issue. We've been very clear that people who travel into the Republic of Ireland through Northern Ireland from an overseas location, whether that's GB or whether it's somewhere else in the world or somewhere else in Europe, have a legal obligation.
Yeah, they're the rules.
And there are spot checks that the guards undertake in relation to that. What we would like, of course, is a full sharing of information from Northern Ireland to ourselves and vice versa in terms of people who are travelling into Dublin and travelling on then to Northern Ireland, whereby, by the way, if people fly into Dublin Airport, they are required to fill out a passenger locator form, even if their final destination is Northern Ireland. And we give them a very clear instruction on what's expected of them in Northern Ireland. That isn't reciprocated the other way around. But look, we're always trying to manage a common travel area between Britain and Ireland, obviously keeping an open border between North and South. And that has been a real challenge through this pandemic. But just to reassure people, you know, the authorities in Northern Ireland and ourselves talk all the time. Stephen Donnelly yesterday spoke to Robin Swan. The CMOs speak virtually every week.
All right.
We are trying to manage these things as best we can.
All right. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the controversy over the National Maternity Hospital.